Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. We'll keep you clued in as to what's going on with the show. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Right into the phone calls to Stephen in Massachusetts, waiting patiently. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello, Ian, Mark.
Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind?
I have to raise this issue with something that you said earlier, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
When you logically, of course, opposed the curfew on the city, but you said it would be okay if it was a privatized city.
Okay, yes, absolutely, that is what I said. Go ahead.
All right, and your basis for that being that the people who are living there signed into that agreement willingly.
Correct.
Well, my question to that is, will the teenagers living there be able to leave whenever they choose? If they don't want to live by those laws, will they be able to leave the community?
That is an excellent question, and it is one that I really, for instance, this is really happening, this private community, it's really happening in Florida. The guy that owns Domino's Pizza has put down hundreds of thousands of dollars on several acres of property out in the middle of Florida. He's turning it into a private, totally 100% private community where the rules are set. I don't know. I guess he sets the rules. I'm not sure exactly how it works, but certain things are going to be allowed and specific things are going to be prohibited. Our teenagers that are going to grow up there not going to like it? I'm betting that some will not like it and some will rebel. How best to deal with that? I'm open to ideas. That's a great question. What do you think?
Because it seems, I completely think if adults live there and they signed the agreement, knowing what the rules were,
mm-hmm.
it's perfectly logical they should have to abide by them.
Right.
But the teenagers, on the other hand, never signed into the agreement.
That's correct.
With any...
I will say this. The teenagers never signed into the agreement. That much is true. However, that doesn't abrogate the property rights, the private property rights of the people around them. So, I mean, at best, they can leave. Whether their parents want them to leave or not is a whole other issue, and that's something they'll have to work out on an individual family basis. But just because the teenagers didn't sign in doesn't mean that they get to tramp around through the neighbors' yards and break all of the rules of the private community. Should they be free to leave? Yes, they should. Should the teenagers be free to leave if they want to? Absolutely they should. If they want to go strike out on their own and try to live on their own, then best of luck to them. That's a personal family issue that needs to be resolved on an individual basis. Any other thoughts?
Because I think the private property argument makes sense up to the point where it involves people who mutually enter into it. But beyond that, it kind of enters into this argument area. Kind of like what I feel get with the Constitution, which is a whole other argument you can get into. I mean, it's there, and it has a lot of good points to it, and it certainly does protect a lot of all of our liberties.
But okay.
I never actually signed into the Constitution.
Nor did I.
Did either of you?
No, I mean, personally...
Actually, my real name is Gunning Bedford, and I did, in fact, sign
personally, I'm offended that that people think that it should apply to my life, and I didn't sign it either. But I'd like to also point out another real-life example of an isolated community. The one that, with the Domino's Pizza guy is being built as we speak, but there are these kind of cultish communities that live in Arizona and Utah out in the middle of nowhere where essentially you've got this ultra-religious group of people. There's a lot of inbreeding going on. They will marry off these girls. They will assign the girls that are, as they're growing up, to new men. So at age 12, they'll get married to a guy in his 40s.
Or older.
Mm-hmm. They're having sex with these girls. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that most people in America would disagree with going on in this community. Are those kids trapped in there? Yeah, they're being brainwashed. There's not roads going out of there. I mean, it's total isolation. They don't know what else is outside. There's no televisions. There's no radios. I mean, they totally have been raised in this community of silence, essentially. And misinformation. Some of them do manage to escape. Some people do come through there and try to rescue some of the kids. How that's going to be dealt with should be up to the marketplace. And it's a sad story when it happens. It's tragic, But, I mean, there's tragedies all around the world, whether it's these kids on these strange, bizarro religious communities or sick, twisted rituals going on in the, you know, the jungles of Africa. There's a lot of people that are being abused, and I'm sorry, but I can't save them all, nor will I try to pass a law to do so. Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I feel really bad for those kids being raised in that sort of an environment. But I've got a life to live, and I really can't be bothered.
Well, I feel like if a if a kid's life is in danger and it's on private property, are you saying that that right's not protected? Right to life is I believe above, and the right to freedom of movement.
I believe that there should be people that, you know, make it their life's work to go and rescue those kids.
You wouldn't put somebody in prison for killing a child on their own property?
Of course, that's murder.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't say that you could murder people on your own property. Well, where did you get that idea
from? You said that rights are mitigated when it comes to private property, and that rights don't exist unless we're talking about the state.
Yeah, I was talking about.
I understand. I'm trying to make some clarifications.
Like private, like searching through things and that sort. I never said that you could be violent with people, Mark.
Well, what about a child leaving the custody of their parents?
What about it?
What if they want to leave?
They should be free to go off on their own.
And if they're not,
then you've got a problem, and that needs to be resolved.
Are you willing to put somebody into prison who holds kids
against their will?
Against their will.
I think that if there was a way to fund that, I think that those people should be punished. I don't know if prison, you know, I'm not sure if prison's the right answer. I think maybe rescuing the children would be a better answer. I think going after it, because you put the parents in prison, then we all have to pay for it, unless there's a new system involved where they're paying for themselves to be in prison. I think that'd be another situation, and even I haven't figured out that whole private prison thing yet. 800-259-9231, but no, violence is totally unacceptable. Let's talk to Corey in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Corey.
Hey, Phyllis.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to thank you guys for having Wiley Brooks on. I've been trying that double quarter pounder with cheese and Diet Coke, and I got to tell you, I've been weightlifting 800 pounds.
Man.
And I could easily lift Torgo and Johnson with both of my hands.
That is such
stunning.
An interesting segment that we did. And, you know, he was talking about having done a mini squat, is that what he said, of 1,100 pounds.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm not saying that, you know, at his age doing, what did he say, 700, 800 pounds,
yeah.
70 years old, isn't an amazing feat or anything. Well, it's not amazing. Isn't a great feat or anything. But a mini squat isn't a lot of movement. It's about 3 or 4 inches up and down.
Okay.
And you're talking about the very best leverage of the biggest muscles in your body.
Got it.
Pretty much you should be able to do you should be able to do triple, quadruple your regular squat amount. And I've squatted 410 pounds before. I'm sure I could do a mini squat of 1,100 pounds. If not, I could do it within a certain amount of months training.
Yeah, you know, when I heard that, I don't know if you know this or not, but Pat Robertson had said the same thing, that he can somehow lift incredible amounts of weight. And
yeah, I think he said he did a leg press or something like that, yeah.
Right, and it's all because of, is it a shake that he's got or something like that?
I thought it was just the power of Jesus or something like that. He's actually pushing a product?
I think he's pushing some type of product. I'd have to look into it.
Wow.
I think that it's kind of funny how a lot of these people come on there and say that these ridiculous things that you can eat, all of a sudden you'll have weightlifting skills.
Yeah, it's amazing. But he really seemed to believe it. I mean, I don't think he's a stockholder in McDonald's. He claimed to not be, but...
Yeah. Anyway, I called about libertarianism.
Oh,
and
what about libertarianism?
Well, Mark had said that that a libertarian is socially liberal and fiscally conservative, and I have to disagree with that.
We'll talk about that. Hang on, Corey. 1-800-259-9231. Well, what is a libertarian? We'll explore. Your thoughts as well. 800-259-9231. Also coming up, the knife confiscation going on in the United Kingdom. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site, totally free. Go and take advantage of it. We've got archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show there for you. You just go and download them at freetalklive.com. You don't have to pay a membership fee like all those other talk shows want from you. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get first-hand information about the Free State Project and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. That's tomorrow. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. I think that'll be the last time that we actually do a promo for the Porkfest, but I think we're going to have probably a couple people at least giving us calls actually from Porkfest
to let us know how things are going up there, because there's a lot of events scheduled, a lot of interesting speakers. They're going to be talking there. They're expecting a great multi-hundred-person turnout, 400 or 500 people. Last year, they got about 500 people. It was the largest pro-freedom, pro-liberty gathering in the country. I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
So, looking forward to hearing more about that. All right, back to the phones. Back to Corey in Minnesota. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
All right, so you said that Mark was incorrect about libertarianism. What did he say again, and what did you have to say about it?
He said that libertarians are socially liberal and fiscally conservative, and I tend to think that libertarians are socially, they believe in social freedoms and fiscal freedoms. And the reason why I say that, and there's a big difference, is that I'm not, you know, someone may be not for gay marriage. Like, maybe there are people in the Catholic Church that don't believe that there should be gay marriage in their church. But they should have the freedom, though, to not marry someone in their own church if that's their decision. But at the same time, they should be able to, gay people should be able to create their own church and be able to get married. But libertarians just don't believe in the state being involved in you know, marriage, for example. You know, and being fiscally conservative kind of sounds like you're a penny pincher, or you're not. I mean, I don't know. Saying economic freedom sounds better to me rather than saying fiscally conservative, because if you say you're conservative, then are you for, you know, Social Security, where you can only use the stock market? You can only do the stock market instead of just keeping your money or investing in gold, you know, or whatever it may be.
Now, usually when I use that statement, and it's not an uncommon statement in libertarian circles. Usually when I use that statement, somebody has asked, somebody is completely clueless and asks a question like, "What is libertarianism?" Or is it to the right side of the political spectrum, or is it to the left side of the political spectrum? Because it doesn't fit in the right or left quadrants. Or the conservative or liberal quadrants. That's kind of why I use the terminology socially liberal but fiscally conservative.
Can I make a suggestion? And, Corey, I'd like to get your input on this as well. But here's a suggestion, as if you like that kind of idea, Mark, a suggestion as to how to sort of morph it a little bit, get that same effect, but use slightly different language. Instead of saying a libertarian is socially liberal and fiscally conservative, try it like this. Liberals are tend to be libertarian on social issues. Conservatives tend to be libertarian on economic issues. That way you're actually identifying them as being libertarian on certain things instead of identifying us as being liberal or conservative on certain issues.
I think it might get confusing because a conservative, as you know, what's in power now are people that call themselves conservatives that are by no means conservative on economic issues, not
exactly.
By my understanding.
Exactly, guys. I mean, I think it's just good to say economic freedoms, period, you know, rather than saying conservative or bringing up the word liberal. I mean, just saying freedoms on these issues, because if you say you're liberal on free speech, for example,
mm-hmm.
Well, liberals don't really like the idea of free speech when it comes to political campaigns or maybe
hate
speech or these sorts of things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why it's kind of not exactly true. They're not true liberals in the sense of freedom.
I think I'm with you on this, Corey. I agree. I think leaving liberal and conservative out of a description of libertarian is a good idea.
Yeah, I agree. And one last thing, I did look up that Pat Robertson, and it says on MSNBC.com that he did a leg pressing of 1,000 pounds, and he attributes it to his energy drink, his age-defying protein shake, which has ingredients of soy and protein and some other stuff.
Some Christ. Relics of Christ,
his Christ concoction.
Now, wait a second. You see, it's misleading. Now, a regular leg press machine would run would be pushing a sled of weight up a 45-degree angle, but there are leg press machines out there that run that weight up a lesser degree.
Like a
20-degree angle. Now, at some point or another, he could be just pushing it along a flat base. and then he's pushing 800 pounds. It could happen, right?
I don't know. There's video out there somewhere, and I don't know. I think it just sounds a little crazy.
Yeah. I'm not going to go out and buy his.
How far did he do the leg press is the other question. I mean, I can do an 800-pound leg press, too, if I don't have to push it very far.
Good point. Corey, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah,
we appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. So I kind of like that. Because I used to use that liberal-conservative line as well. And I kind of like the idea of we're for economic and personal freedoms. Well, what's that mean? Well, it means that we think you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. And you should be free to keep every dollar you earn and spend it, save it, and give it away in the ways that you think are best. Make it about you. Try to tie it in personally to the individual talking.
That's good. That's good.
Let's see. All right. So here's the bad news. Great Britain. A little while back, they passed a handgun ban. You recall this?
I do.
They passed a handgun ban. There was a handgun amnesty phase. People were able to, you know, go over to the cops and turn in their handguns. No questions asked. They do the same thing around here in American cities from time to time. And it wasn't long after that that home invasions were on the rise.
What a surprise.
Yeah. Midday home invasions. Like right out of the 6 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 o'clock in the evening, people gathered around the television, around the dinner table. Somebody kicks in the door. They've got the guns. The criminals still had their guns.
Sure they do.
We've certainly talked about gun control enough on this show to, we know very well that when you outlaw guns, only the outlaws have the guns. Oh, and the cops have them too. And that's bad. And the statistics bear it out every single time. The areas in America, like New York City and Washington, D.C., the areas with the most controls on guns have the highest murder rates, the highest gun crime rates. It's incontrovertible. So Great Britain, you'd think, might have learned their lesson, maybe gotten rid of the law and allowed people to have handguns.
Well, if they're passing more rules, then it actually must have worked.
No. Well, it didn't work, and now there's more laws. A nationwide knife amnesty, according to The Sun, is aimed at reducing knife crime. Comes into effect, a couple days ago, I guess. For the next 5 weeks, people will be able to hand in offensive weapons, such as flick knives, butterfly knives, and swords, without fear of reprisal. Secure bins will be left in police stations and other public places, such as supermarkets, schools, and youth clubs, to encourage people to hand in their weapons. It's hoped that the amnesty, which ends on June 30th, I guess it started more than a couple days ago, will lead fewer people to carrying knives. But families of victims killed in knife attacks questioned the effectiveness of the amnesty and instead called for tougher sentencing. Evidence suggested teenage lads aged 15 and 16 are most likely to carry them, and the message the Home Office wants to drive in is that these people risk having the weapons used against them. Whoa! Don't carry knives! Someone might take it and turn it on you! You should turn it in. That way you're totally defenseless. That's the message here. More on the way, 800-259-9231. I don't think there's anybody that agrees with this, but if you think a knife ban's a good idea, dial on in. 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Bill. I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John. I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is on the house. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there, with lots and lots of ladies that have sent us their photo. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are participating. The one requirement, well, there's two requirements, that you be a woman and that you send us a validated photo, which means that you're proving in the picture that you listen to the show. See what I mean by going to the Shrine at freetalklive.com. Great Britain has passed themselves a knife ban. That's right. They decided that the gun ban, which was totally ineffective, hadn't gone far enough. People still being stabbed in the streets. And so therefore we should stop them all from carrying these potentially deadly blades. As the Sun is reporting here, they have a knife amnesty in effect until June 30th, the end of this month. Until the end of this month, people can just turn in their knives and their swords and all other kinds of blades. Apparently the reason for this is because, well, people have been carrying knives, considering they can't carry guns. They're trying to protect themselves from the violence in Great Britain, and the government doesn't like that for some reason. Apparently you're supposed to count on the police to protect you in every single instance
that
your life is threatened.
Well, you know, what the police should do is stop the violence instead of passing these things, because people are carrying in order to protect themselves from violence. So stop the violence from occurring, and then that'll solve everything.
Well, instead, they've decided to disarm the victims.
Yes, what a great idea.
Because we all know, just like with the gun ban, the criminals are not going to be turning in their weapons.
No.
And why are you encouraging people to turn in swords? I mean, if the issue really is people carrying weapons with them, I don't think that there's a rash of people walking around with samurai swords strapped to their back in Great Britain. I could be wrong. Spokesman said the amnesty was part of a wide range of actions being taken to tackle knife crime, including toughening the law on carrying blades. Other proposals include raising the age at which people can legally purchase knives from 16 to 18, because, you know, kids are really, they just can't get their hands on things that they can't legally purchase.
God knows.
Boy, kids have such a tough time getting things like alcohol. Mm-hmm. And giving teachers the power to search pupils for knives at school. Can you imagine that? You come into class and your teacher, Mr. Smith, says, "Hey, Mark, come on up to the front of the class. I want to give you a pat down." Can you imagine how some of the pervert teachers would really enjoy that?
I don't know. It's all very strange.
The police want all offending blades wrapped in card or paper to help to prove that they're part of the amnesty and prevent injury at the site of delivery. So it's not enough that you just drop the knife in their bucket. They want you to wrap it up real nice and safe, too. Scotland Yard said only those weapons believed to be significant to police inquiries would be forensically examined. The initiative is being backed, of course, by police forces throughout England. Because why? Quote, "Knives can damage and destroy lives, leaving families and communities devastated. We obviously want to reduce the number of knives and lethal weapons on our streets that are designed to kill or maim, such as combat knives, thick knives, and swords." Yeah. Swords are on the streets, huh?
That's
right from the cop. That's right from the chief constable. The assistant chief constable. Records over the last 12 months following...
They're going to stop violence by passing laws.
Well, now, here we go. Here's some numbers for you, Mark. Records over the 12 months following a four-week knife amnesty in Scotland found murders fell by 26%. Attempted murder by 19%. And offensive weapons possession by 23%. You know, maybe we should just disarm everybody. It's working, according to them. Oh, wait, these are government statistics, so that makes them questionable at best.
Sure, they want to. They're putting them out in the press release that says it's getting close to the time, the end of amnesty time, so they've twisted them as best they could.
So if you're brave enough to hold on to your blade in Great Britain because you can't have a gun and you might want to protect yourself because you're in a bad area of town or something, if you're brave enough and you get searched, then you're going to get taken to jail. Let's talk to Steve in Minnesota. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
How you guys doing tonight?
Good. Hey, Steve. What's up?
Not a whole lot. I just want to comment on this, you know, Great Britain thing and stuff. Whenever they pass a law out in Great Britain, we almost seem to follow, in kind of accord to what they're doing.
Well, that's one thing. One thing is for sure, governments tend to borrow ideas from one another. I mean, whether it's us following Great Britain or Great Britain following us, I mean, there's definitely bad ideas that are passed both directions.
Right, and yet we fight a revolutionary war over 200 years ago to get away from them.
Yeah.
And this whole knife thing, it's got to be ridiculous, okay? Because if it comes over here, I'm a chef by profession, okay? I carry knives with me constantly.
Have you ever had to use one to protect yourself?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
It shows just having a knife on you doesn't make you kill crazy.
Well, over in Great Britain, Steve, apparently the director of Victims Crime Trust says knife crimes are out of control, and he's calling for the introduction of tough mandatory prison sentences. He says anybody caught in a possession of a blade in excess of 3 inches without reasonable excuse to face a minimum jail sentence of 5 years.
What?
Oh, my God. And what would happen if I got caught? Because I carry a 12-inch chef's knife.
Sure.
Well, they might. They say without reasonable excuse.
Well, I don't know if you
what
trust these cops.
What is reasonable excuse, though?
No, of course I don't trust the cops. No.
They're not going to be reasonable.
If you're a black chef, you don't have any reasonable excuses.
You know, if they obviously input some kind of mandatory law like that here in the U.S., I am definitely not giving up my knives.
I am not a gun
owner by any means because, I just don't like guns. But if anybody can own a gun, that is their liability. That is their responsibility. They can do what they want. We have the right to bear arms, and the government cannot infringe upon that, no matter if we form into a militia or not.
Very good, Steve. Anything else on your mind?
No.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Keep slicing and dicing. 800-259-9231. Well, let's see. More from this The Sun article. The chief constable of British Transport Police, who speaks on knife crime for the Association of Chief Police Officers, said, "This campaign isn't really aimed at the hardened gangster who's not going to be affected by the advertising, but at people who would drift into knife crime, could get into it because of peer pressure, or because of some misguided feeling that this will offer them protection." Don't be misguided, silly citizens.
What?
You can't protect yourselves with this blade.
Why would knives protect you? It's ridiculous. He's crazy. Misguided that a knife might protect you?
Now, to be fair, there is a slight chance that if you have a weapon, whether it be a knife or a gun, that it could be taken from you. It could be taken and turned upon you.
Absolutely.
However, I don't have the statistics in front of me, but I've seen them before in that a lot of muggers and violent crimes, they don't necessarily all have weapons on them. Some of them do. Some certainly will stick a gun in your face and ask for all your money, but a lot of them don't actually have them, so you having a weapon could really turn the tables on some of these guys, especially if you're smaller than they are.
Absolutely.
Now, a knife is not the great equalizer. It's, you can't
throw
knives very well.
Probably not a good idea to throw a knife.
Yeah, you pretty much can't reach out beyond your physical boundaries of reach. So having a gun is a better idea, but since...
I'll tell you what, if I'm trying to mug somebody and they come out with a knife and I don't have one...
Time to go away.
Yeah, it really is.
Find an easier mark.
Mm-hmm.
Criminals don't like hard work.
Sorry, didn't mean to disturb you. I'll be moving on.
Criminals don't like hard work. They just want to...
That's why they're criminals.
Right. They just want to push somebody over, take their money, and be gone. They don't want to have to fight for it. They really don't. 1-800-259-9231. The people in Great Britain are scared to death. They're scared to carry a gun, so they decided to carry knives, and now they're going to be prevented from doing that. We're going to see some serious violent crime on the rise in Great Britain on the way here soon this year, most likely. 800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, the bulletin board system awaits you on our website. It's totally free with over 110,000 posts. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about the knife ban in Great Britain. These guys are serious. They don't want regular people to carry knives. They want them all to go and turn them in, and people are turning in their knives.
Ridiculous. I can't imagine they're doing it.
People turn in guns here in America. They turn in their guns in Great Britain. People will do what the government orders them to because they're used to following orders. Whatever the government says goes. You tell me what to do, authority, and I'll do it. It doesn't matter if it's bending over at the airport for your TSA goons or it's turning in my knives and guns. I'm a good little citizen, and I'll follow whatever. You want me to give up my firstborn child? Sure thing. Here you go. We'll just do whatever you want. That's apparently what people are all about. Well, I had to share this last part with you. From the Sun article about this knife amnesty program here. The authorities saying, in a survey, 46% of youngsters in Newcastle said they carried around a knife with them. That's a horrifying statistic. Well, maybe they don't feel safe.
Well, maybe. What I want to know is how many of them are carrying the knives, and then how many knife crimes are there, actually?
I mean,
seems to me like somebody carrying around a knife? And they're not using it? How right. terrible is that? You know, what ought to be the problem is the violence done with the knife,
but they're saying
not
you
the
could
knife
get
itself.
Hurt. They're saying you could get hurt. You could hurt yourself.
I suppose you could fall on it. But are they going to outlaw running with scissors next? Really?
Maybe that's what they're going to have an amnesty for next, the scissor turn-in, because people will be taking to carrying them around. Actually, they're going to be preventing people from possessing any blade in excess of 3 inches. So you might be able to argue that the scissors are indeed two blades and therefore a violation as well.
I'll tell you what, there's quite a few scissors I've seen out there that would make great weapons.
But the final quote really takes the cake. We have to get the message through. This is illegal. It's very, very dangerous. You could end up being yourself being injured, or worse still, on impulse, inflicting some mortal injury on a friend. You just might pull your knife out and gouge your friend in the neck.
You know, I didn't realize that they actually, these knives included mind control devices that clouded people's judgment so badly.
It would be an impulse. You might just get angry at your friend and decide to slice him across the throat. Get real. 800-259-9231. Most crimes of passion, I think, usually involve loved ones in a direct relationship as opposed to friends killing friends. I'm sure it's happened. But accidents with knives, you know, you don't accidentally really slice anybody's throat. You can accidentally shoot someone, but that's not justification for banning guns at all. People should be free to defend themselves in whatever way they feel necessary. And if somebody's walking around with a grenade clipped to their belt, I think they should be free to, but I think you should also be free to say, get away from me. Get out of my house.
I'm not hanging next to you.
Get out of my mall. Get away. 1-800-259-9231. To the phones. You take control of the airwaves. Eric, on the amplifier line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Ian, it's almost scary how accurate your fake British accent is.
I think it's getting better. It used to be really bad.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
I was curious. I'm looking at starting a business, and because of the required amounts of investing, it looks like we're going to have to go with a Class C corporation. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering what the best state to incorporate in is right now.
You know, I hear some really good things about Nevada.
I've heard good things, but I haven't done much research.
For a Class C corp, I've heard good things about Arizona for LLCs. And, of course, Delaware has a long-standing tradition for being a great state for corporations, whether S-Corps or C-Corps. And New Hampshire, getting better all the time.
Okay, because you guys were mentioning the other, I guess it was this weekend, that they had a high corporate income tax.
In New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Did I
misunderstand that?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not aware of that.
Somebody said something about there being a corporate tax, but it was only on, I guess, earnings over $50,000, as I understood.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So there you go, man.
Well, thank you for
your corporate help hotline. Thanks for the call, Eric. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. The ladies rolling in on the phones to Reagan in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Reagan, in California, going once, going twice. All right, we'll try her back. Let's try Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. I tell you what, right now, it's not a very good time financially to try to start a business. I don't know if you've heard, but we've been told by a gentleman from the World Bank we're about to go into a total financial collapse by July.
Why should that prevent?
Hold on, it's June. It's the end of June now.
Yeah, but the thing is, this is going to happen.
So and July 1st or the end of July? Is it sort of
said July.
I think you've got to press forward and try to do work and make money whenever, even if you're running into a recession.
Yeah. Are you trying to discourage people from starting businesses?
I'm just saying, be careful.
I would say that there's certain times when it's not a good idea to invest in certain areas, but you know, when it comes to investing in a business, I think that there's few times that it's a bad idea to do that.
Products.
Well, I think right now it might be a good idea to start buying gold.
That's always a decent idea, Paul. I'll agree with you on that much. But
something very serious has happened. I don't know if you've heard about this or not. It just came out today.
Oh, no. Hold on, Paula. We're going to come back to you. I want to know what seriously has happened. 800-259-9231. You know what? I bet somebody told Paula about it. She hears things.
Yeah. See,
she pays attention. More on the way. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We invite you to amp the show. amp.freetalklive.com. We just had Eric call in a few moments ago on the Amplifier call-in line. So you'll get access to that as an Amplifier. You'll get access to classic archives and more. There's some perks involved. But the real point of the AMP program is to help Free Talk Live, because we want to get on more radio stations. We want to get on more people's internet connections. We want to spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world, around the country, and we can do it faster and more effectively with your contribution. Now, look, we give you everything on our website for free, whether it be the year's worth of archives, the updates, the live streaming, and more. We give away what all of those other shows charge for. So enjoy this stuff for free. If you think it's worthwhile, send us $3 a month. That's all we're asking. amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks. We get the $3. We turn it around into advertising for the show. We get more radio stations. It's a wonderful, growing process. amp.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones. Back to Paula in Florida. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi, hon. Anyway, it came out in American Free Press today. my president and Fox have been given orders by the Bilderbergers to finish this American Union with Mexico and Canada.
Will they top it off with a pumpernickel bun?
Now, hold on.
All I know is that they've been given the orders to finish it up, and they said we're going to lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution, and explain what type of government we were going to have. We won't have any representatives anymore.
Well, it could be argued we've already lost the Constitution.
Well, I hope we're going to get up and fight this.
I can't imagine how this is going to happen, Paula. I've thought
it's
about it.
75% done already.
Well, I understand that we could say that it's done, and somebody's written it on paper, but how are they going to enforce it? I mean, the Canadian politicians. Yeah, the Canadian politicians aren't going to want to give up their power to the American politicians.
I'm furious.
Mexican politicians aren't going to want to give up their power.
But how did the European Union?
Well, they knew about this. The representatives had a secret congressional meeting on this a long time ago and never said anything.
Essentially, let me see if I understand this right. Paula, you're saying that there's secret meetings going on to create essentially another big union, like the European Union, except
the North
American.
Yeah, they're
setting
it up like the European Union, yeah. It's going to be one continent.
Why did countries get involved in the European Union, Mark? I mean, what was their motivation to get involved?
Well, I've read in a book I have from Germany, it says the EU is trying to set up the United Kingdom of Israel again. And this is what this whole thing's about.
So how is this? It is an excellent question, Mark. How is this going to become implemented in America?
I can't imagine that.
Well, he's over with the EU right now. And, they're all.
Bush?
Yeah. He went over there. Didn't you see it on the news?
No, I don't watch the news.
Yeah, he was over in Vienna, and they had a meeting. Because they're all family. I mean, GW's part of the royal families.
Yeah.
So he's a part of
it. But there's other people involved here. I mean, there's 500 people in the halls of Congress. What are they going to have to say
about
this?
They said that they have been, now this is what Alex Jones was saying, that they have been paid, and they're going to continue to get paid until this thing, that's how they got them to go along with this.
Huh. Very interesting, Paula. You know what? Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I don't know, man. I mean, it doesn't sound totally... I know she usually calls in with crazy stuff, but to suggest that politicians might be interested in creating a North American Union, I don't think is a totally out of this world suggestion. They did it in Europe. Would New Hampshire want to go along with this? I hope not. Would we fight it? You're darn right. If it happens, and there certainly hasn't been. I mean, for all the secret meetings, eventually it's going to have to come out in the open. I mean, if it's really true, if what Paul is saying is true, there will be open talk about it. There has to be. They can't just flip a switch one day and throw us into a North American Union.
It seems paranoid.
Yeah, it does. We're done for tonight's video. I'm here with you. See you tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com. And Mark was here, too. Bye.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you're a